Shabbos Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. So brief akhtama to this. We know that one is not allowed to build on Shabbos. He's not allowed to build a permanent dwelling on Shabbos. Similarly, the Rabbanan made gzeira that one is not allowed to even build a tent. One is not allowed to build on Shabbos, even if it's temporary. The shaila is being mosif on an ohel arai. Is one allowed to then add on to this temporary ohel on Shabbos? So pkaka chalon. So in this case, we have a shutter to a window. So they would sort of plug up the window with some type of luach, some type of shutter. Rabbi Eliezer Oymer Bismanshu Kosher Vitaloi Poikigenbo. So Rabbi Eliezer is Machmer, and he says that it has to be tied to that area, Vitaloi, and it has to be hanging. It can't be on the ground. If that's the case, Poikigenbo, then you're allowed to plug it up because it does not look like you're being Mosif, because it looks like it's part and parcel of the window because it's not on the ground and it's tied right to it. Vimlav, Ain Poikigenbo. If not, if it's actually dragging on the ground and you pick it up to plug this window, it's going to look like you're being mosif al olo arai on Shabbos, and that's usser. Mechum say, whether or not it's tied, whether it's not tied, as long as it's muchan from Erev Shabbos, that it's designated as a window shutter, one is allowed to plug it on Shabbos, because the Chum did not hold that it's usser to be mosif al ohel arai on Shabbos. One is allowed to add to an ohel arai on Shabbos, and the Rav says the halacha is like the Chachamim.